September 10th, 2016. On the eating the restructure, would that diminish my desire for the ice cream I like, Lappert's ice cream?
No, but it would. Well, what's happening is it's starting to, what you call, sate you. You were able to be sated, and that's good.
Right. It sates me. So I wouldn't have to have it as much. It's still fun to eat, but...
Well, put it on your ice cream. That's even better. Just take a little scoop with you when you go in the ice cream, dump that in there. That's even better. Make a milkshake out of it. Hey, now you're really banging. Bang, bang, wow. Bang. There you go. Yeah, but you don't have to do that. That's over the top. You don't have to do that, but it's over the top. But I tell you what else that you can do that will be absolutely incredibly fun and that you would absolutely lay down Lappert's ice cream forever is if you did it with almond milk.
Mix the ice cream, bring it home.
No, make the restructure in almond milk.
Oh, have you ever done that, Carol? Okay, that adds to it. That would add to the restructure, something nice.
It would. It would make it more milky. Like,
oh, well, why? How do people know to do that, Carol?
We just told you. They know.
People mix all kinds of things with their protein powders. So that if you read the testimonials, a lot of them say, I mixed it with this, I mixed it with that, and
right.
Everything makes it better.
So they are, it doesn't take away from the restructure. You can add anything to it.
That's right.
All right. You recently talked about the eye cell being from another dimension. Then a few months ago, you said, no, it's in this world. I took that, now that it's here, it's not from another dimension, it's in this dimension. Is that the way to think of it? Or do you have a third way you describe the positioning of the eye cell among this world and other worlds, or this realm and other realm? Okay?
Now slow down now. You're saying a bunch of wordy words. You way too many words. Wait, there's nothing we can do. Way too many words.
Well, I was qualifying, Ion. I was being clever saying there's the word world. No, listen. There's worlds, there's realms, and there's dimensions. So I was just including those three. But I shouldn't bother? Don't show my knowledge?
You usurp your own knowing. By doing that, you usurp your own knowing. Because now you're acknowledging that there's a deference or a difference. So anything that you possibly could have never known, now you can never know that you knew it now. So if you never knew that you can't know that you never knew it now, you'd never know that you didn't know that you knew that you didn't know it now. Because if you're not going to know it, you might as well not know it forever, not just tomorrow.
Yes.
Right.
Okay, good. So what were you going to say then? Where is the eye cell today?
In your belly button.
In the belly button, the external part?
Your belly button.
My, and just for me.
That's what you asked?
Yeah, but is it in Carol's belly button?
No.
Just mine. Okay, so it's about me
today. Well, you asked. If she asked us, we'd answer her too, but she didn't. You did. So that's why we're doing
it. I get that. No, I get that. So,
He got that. That's the first time ever he admitted it. Get the tape. Mark the time.
First time, 21.
Did you get us? He said it on stage. He got us. We got you.
Right. So, it's taking it for other people or the world in general, if there is such a thing. Where is the eye cell? I'll go back to my belly button. Is it in my belly button, which is in another world, or is it in my belly button in this world?
This world, mostly.
Okay.
You can include other worlds, too, but for you, the way you're asking the question, it is in this realm, your world,
right.
Where you are now. Where them nasty hands are. It's where your nasty hands are that you should thoroughly wash.
Right. So the eye cell is part of the ascended state. That's right beside me.
It's not part of it. It is it. It's not part of it. It is it. It's like saying a cucumber. Here is a cucumber. Okay, what's in the cucumber? Is it a perfect cucumber? Is it an eternal? Is it a king? Is it a king cucumber? Cucumber king? Where is the essence of the cucumber that makes it perfect, that makes it godly, that makes it eternal? Well, it's inside the stem of the cucumber vine, which would be your belly button. And you say, well, where is it today? In this world, another world, and DKLN, and the world now. And then we have to call Edward R. Murrow and see the state of the world and the nation. And we're going to They're going, no, Bob, it's just a cucumber. It's just your little meat sack body. It's just you. It's just all of you that ever was you and every version that was ever you. It's part of this you that's you. And in every you that is, every one of those yous has a belly button. No matter which one it is and which world and which realm and which side and which up and down and over and under and aboard, about, above, across, after, against, along, amid, among, all those little prepositions, that's in the Googler. You can look up prepositions in the Googler and it'll tell you where to find those. So everybody's looking can find them there very easily. But then you find out that you indeed have a notion that you are proscribed to. And now you're only finding out for the very first time that that proscription allows you to be eternal and perfect. Now, we've been telling you that we told you that we'd tell you, but that's okay. Some are getting it for the very, very first time, and that's beautiful. So that's the answer to your question, Bob.
What does proscription mean? Does that mean a limitation to proscribe something?
Look it up.
Yeah, and you said for the first time, is that other people are getting the restructure of the eye cell for the first time or something else for the first time?
It's starting to kick. Now your cylinders are starting. You've amped up. No more free poker, Bob. You got to pay to poker. You got to pay to poker now, Bob. Pay to poker. You got to pay to poker. Now what's happening, the body's starting to respond. It's starting to respond. Now, don't tell Dr. Dean. But now we can tell Dr. Dean anything, but you do not tell Dr. Dean this part. This is why the meat sack body, including hers, is reacting so virulently a bit, because it's a bit of an overhaul. It's a bit of, it's like putting jet fuel in a weed eater. It seems to make it go off the rails, off the chain. And she suspected it, but we didn't want to say it out loud because it's not a problem, because it's perfectly all right. But that's the little hiccupy blip. And she says, wait a minute, I know this. The system is overflowing with itself. Yes, it's containing itself. And there's the rub, and that's, yes, so that's the case. It'll pass very quickly. And now, since you have a resistance to this thing that has come, you won't have to deal with this ever, ever, ever again.
Okay, so you're talking about our colds? We're triggered by restructure?
We don't acknowledge it as that. No, you're less than this. Yeah, you're less than this.
No, you're saying we're you think it meant that, right, Carol?
Yeah.
Yeah, Carol agrees with me.
We don't acknowledge that something tiny, tiny, tiny as a rhinovirus can dissipate you and lay your body down and all that kind of rah, 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 rah. So, but it's the heightened sense of the knowing meaning. It's the heightened sense of the position meaning. It's the place where your body's going, oh, it's like this. But just like when they rub you in the pollen when you have allergies, your protease inhibitors kick up and then the immune system kicks in and then you don't ever have to deal with it again. So you may have just cured the common cold.
Whoa.
Forever.
Whoa.
Is that like an anti-antibiotic? Maybe it's an anti-antibiotic. Would you like an anti-antibiotic? We've talked about this.
I've been thinking about that for the past couple of days. Here I am with the stupid common cold. Where's the fucking cure for the stupid common cold? I'm eating it.
Now listen to your words. The eating it, all that happened was you caused yourself to react to it. If you didn't have to react to it, you would not have. But you caused yourself to react to it happily. Then you come back to a place where it's like, okay, now I have a resistance. Just like the chicken pox and the shingles. Remember that conversation? Isn't it timely that you would run into that just at this moment when this was that? Good. Good for you.
Yep.
Good to be you, Dr. Dean.
I know. Thank you.
All right, so this fact of what happened...
We don't know nothing. We didn't learn nothing. We don't know nothing. We can't find nothing. Anything about you. Can't find it about you. No, it's nothing. It's going to end in tears. Just go on with it. It'll be fine, Bob.
So we
can't stop you. There's not enough angels in heaven.
We let the people issue, Carol?
Hell yeah. No. You don't have to tell them all that. But if they get it, that's what happened. And good. Just as sometimes you have a reaction when you get the vaccinations. Ah, we said vaccinations. Oh, no. Foxes are going to come on the house. Oh, no. We're all going to get blowed up in our bed. We said vaccinations. You can't say that word. That's a bad word. It's a terrible word. We don't know. You know, there's nothing we could do here. There's nothing we could do. We said the bad word. There's nothing we could do.
All right. So I and Carol, he's saying don't play that part. We don't play that
part. We don't care. We don't care. You can say, don't say we're going
to
give them a cold. We're not saying we're giving them the cold. We're saying that if you have that response, that's a wonderful thing because now you have been exposed to it, and now you don't have to be overcome with it or overrun with it any longer.
Wow.
Right. So, Carol, we won't get the cold again is what
right.
Okay. Now, but the other part of it was you said people for the first time. Now, that means the effective restructure or something happened on the restructure for the first time for people, for some people. Could you clarify what that meant for the first time for some people, something?
They're noting it. They're noting it.
What are they noting?
Exposed. Their bodies now have to change. Your mystery landscape is becoming less mysterious, finally. You've been treating this bullshit for all these fucked up number of years, whatever you're saying time is, and finally now your words are not going out in void. Just when you're ready to stop speaking, just when you're ready to quit speaking, finally your words are actually landing on the rock. Good for you.
Right. Now, did you say... I didn't get what happening to people the first time. What they are, they're feeling their bodies in a new way? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Right, and you predicted that Bert would have incredible changes, or yeah, he'd blow up. And he did write that. It's like rocket fuel. So his body's pretty healthy, so he gets an extra charge from it, or does it involve other things? Not his attitude.
What you don't know is we built this product to do just that. We have the ability and capacity to mutate your meat sack body in various and sundered ways. This particular various and sundered ways allows your response and your amino acid base in your body. Once you do the very lysine conditioning response that we've already said, and we told Dr. Dean, we told her, and she heard it, and she listened, she's got it, none like you, she didn't even fight it, she just went with it. And it was all good. It's working out really good. Now they're starting to have response. And the responding is what they're responding to. And that's what they do. And there's nothing they can do. It's all good.
What do you get from that, Carol? People never got that kind of feeling from RNA drops.
You never had this stir before. You never had the ability and capacity to change the structure of how your genome reacts before.
Wow.
It is. We have talked about this. The... Carolyn did all that crazy work on the HIV and the AIDS and the blah, blah, blah. We don't even like to talk about it. But she did all that.
HIV killed.
Yeah. She did all that work on that bullshit so she could then come back and say and know empirically what the conversation was and how it applies. She did all that stuff on the pretense of helping somebody, whatever, whatever. Kill the motherfuckers. Don't bother us. But it made you very, very, very intelligently bright in your ability and capacity to understand this immunology. We're saying it that way on purpose, immunology, because it's not really that. It's something new, different now. It's not what you knew it as then. You're not going to save people from that then. Now the new flow comes from a different place. Your different place now comes from a new window. If you take where gram positive and gram negative split and you make each of them topsy-turvy, upside down, where they apply differently, you handle every reaction differently, would you not?
If it was all turned upside down in my body?
Not you.
Well, that was exciting. First 15 minutes, so let's do the next part.
Yeah, because all along, Ion was telling us about protein, and then we created this protein powder, and I tweaked it with the lysine, the RNA drops, so that now we have great absorbable protein. That's the next level
and
of nutrition.
If you doubled the protein, it's more than some bodies can take. And it's only, what you say, 11 grams. It's really only 10.368, but don't tell anybody. It's off, your number's off just a little bit. That's okay. It's not a problem. It's just off a little bit. That's okay. It don't matter because it doesn't matter. We're just saying. But the point then becomes, oh, okay. But it's a different kind of protein. See,
right.
That's the difference. Now, if you add the capacity now of bringing in the ones that's been they've been on the fuck ride long enough to know how it goes. Oh Lord Jesus, it changes everything, because now guess what happens? They are already pimped for it, to it. Does that make sense? Is those words foreign?
Yeah, they've already been on the drops and all that.
They've already, well, we would say conditioned to it. But now the conditioning, the stronger the strap, let's say the drier, the leather, the more arid, the less devoid it is of moisture when you now change the environment and add water, it super soaks it up. It'll soak up more water than is there, than it will hold. That's sort of what this happens here. So some people are going to have that reactive. That's not really a good word. It's the best word it can do right now, reactive, so it can absorb more than is. So the protein that you're embracing is good, but it's way more than what that protein is.
All right, well, then that is the iCell that was in the RNA drops, the same iCell that's in the restructure?
Yes. It's the same iCell that's in the garbage that you were going to grind up. It's the same stuff you were going to throw down the sink. It was the same stuff which you were making your product with and was going to throw away. It's the same stuff.
Okay, I got to move it forward. Now we go into slightly different topics, I think.
Maybe, would that scare people off who don't want to be changed, Dion?
We don't care. They don't want to be changed. They're not going to buy your product anyway, Bob, so it's all right.
Right. Okay.
Just saying.
I understand the ascension part of myself. The ascended part is right beside me. It's like a frequency or something away. Maybe you can't even describe a positioning.
We would say there's some worlds where you're already ascended and you're perfect and you're there. We would say there's sometimes, and that's why it's amazing. We can speak to you sometimes and you got it. We can speak to you sometime and honest to fucking God, you're dumb as dirt. And then sometimes you're just on Katie by the door. You can't say nothing. You know everything. Happily so. Got it all, invented it all, ran it upside down the throat hole. You get down someplace and you get some way sideways and they can't even see straight. It is amazing where you come. Then you come right back to, I don't even know what we're talking about. And we're like, no. But then you figure it out. Then you come back around, and then it gets okay.
All right.
Boy, it's a white-knuckle flight for us, too, someday.
All right. Here's the... So I, me and Karen, put on a certain fallen condition to operate in that fallen world. Or are we putting on the fallen state to merge all the different selves and different worlds?
Well, you can't take that quite just yet because you moved your body. You stretched your body. It takes a lot of energy. Now, we're going to talk about energy because we did Stranger Things and we caught you up and you're watching the messengers and you're figuring all out. We did the hula hoop with the magic marker taped to the hula hoop and running around the walls that made frequencies. Remember, everything is a frequency. We did all that. We've done it. We've done all that. So we don't have to do all that again. That's okay. You got that part. You're doing good. But we did all that knowing, but it takes an incredible amount of energy to be a little man. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
It takes a huge amount of energy to be less than. It's so much easier to be more than. Because if something goes, if it's not impeded, the least resistance, things in motion tend to stay in motion. Period. You don't take any energy to make it go in motion. There's no resistance. But yet, every aspect, even your damn cold, you run and kill yourself and on and over and everything. No wonder people take methamphetamines and all kinds of bullshit. They're just trying to survive one more minute. They want to blow their brains out, but some of them are so tired they can't afford damn bullets to kill themselves. It's ridiculous. We know, and it's the point that we're just trying to push. It takes so much more energy to be less than it does to arrive. It's unbelievable what you have to go through in a less than state. It's ridiculous.
Oh, okay, so back in late 2011, you said we don't acknowledge the concept of energy. If you're eternal, you don't need energy.
That's true.
How are you using energy in this statement you just made? Is that different from 2011?
What you have to contain to live, what you have to do to survive, what you have to do. what you have to do. Oh, I have to eat. Well, I have to do this. Oh, I have to do that. Well, I have to do this. Well, I have to do that. Well, you don't have to do any of those things. You've proven all of that stuff. But yet, oh, no, I'm weak. I have to eat. I'm all that kind of foolishness. But you debunked every inch of all of that. So you call Thomas Pynchon. You call Thomas Pynchon. You tell him to suck your dick. That's what you should do.
Why would I call Tommy? Why would he deserve that?
Well, he doesn't understand what you know.
I know. He writes about it. He proposes it,
well,
but it's always a question.
It's always a can't get there and don't know nothing. And that's what we're saying. That's why we kind of made. We're gonna show him the elusive dream soon. So don't worry.
Did you say the elusive dream?
Dream. It's elusive for him. He can't ever quite get it.
Does he know about us? He's the type of guy who would know about us.
Oh, yeah. He's on it. You become fodder. You become a passion plaything.
Ah, so we'll find some of our statements in his next book.
You already do. You already did.
That's
why you're drawn to his ridiculous, inappropriate, in every way, non-writing. He doesn't even write. He just kind of bobbles a little bit. Just kind of little, and you go, oh, that goes with the architect. And he even got Carolyn duped into that ridiculous nothingness. It's ridiculous, but it's true. It's so apropos.
You just said he got Carolyn duped in that ridiculous stuff?
Yeah. She's not offended by his writing, scribbling.
Oh, I thought you said he duped her. He didn't dupe her.
Yes, he did. She likes his stuff. It's crazy.
Oh, that's right. She didn't like it that much. She just said, okay.
Well, that much, but she would engage it. If you engage it, that's how you find out you don't like it. So it's like, wow.
Hey,
a funny thing happened on the way to the forum.
Right. Does Bob Dylan or one of them listen to us? Heard us.
Boo. Hey, boo. Hey, boo. Yeah. Yeah, he does. Yeah. He does it. And then, and Zappy likes it too on Absolutely Fabulous.
Did you say Zappy?
No. Saffron.
Oh, Saffy, some character. Absolutely Saffy. Fabulous, a TV show character.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wheels on fire, burning down the road.
Are they all nervous about calling you?
Yes, they are. They're scared to death. They don't. But they're trying. That's what some of your things are. They're actually, you need to find out. Well, no, you don't need to do anything. This is ridiculous. We don't even know. We'll pop it up. We've been kind of running Bill a little bit, harem, scarem, crazy, because he's just sort of doing what he does. And we don't mind. It's all fine. We got this. So it's okay. We're just saying. But, yeah, Lord, it's just like, come on now. Let's go. Funny thing happened. So anyway, as it comes back through or along, it comes back to where you can mark it. Many people are marked hard in the ones that just go to that website thing and click it, just to click it. They're not on the radar at all.
They go to which one, How Ionic or Ian and Bob?
No, to Achieve Radio, and they click listen, and they're listening without calling in or anything.
Yeah, many people are doing that.
Yes.
But I'm saying, is Bob Dylan, Thomas Pynchon, famous actors, are they afraid to be heard on the show? They protect their reputation?
Can't. Yeah, they can't, because they know we're there anyway, see, so there's no way to cover them.
They know we're there. That means they know you're there.
They know we know they're there.
Okay, I got to move it forward. They know that Ian knows they're there. So Ian might out them. Not that Ian would out them, but potentially you would think he could. All right, so we've moved it to the next spot. This is interesting, this part.
So ISL did come into this world. Did come from another world, if you think of the Ascended State.
It came to this world. It came to this world and has already left this world a dozen times.
But does it come back?
Yeah, well, some of it stays here. More and more and more and more. It's fine.
Right. Is the ISL the main term for public explanation
yes.
about
yes.
what's in our special foods, our special
substances,
or is there other factors?
Don't worry about that. If Vestal Goodman, if she, you know, we know these things now. Don't, please don't play us. We know. Okay. And that's all good because you get that part. We know. The point is that you've been very, 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 really specifically right. There's been just a few simply tiny number of times when the Vestal wasn't actually playing in the creation. And therefore, that's been your success. There's been a few little slips, but they were innocent. There was no issue. There was no problem. It just sort of happened, and it, nobody, it got caught immediately. It didn't negatively affect anything. But because that has been done correctly, that's what's been the greatest attribute, or some would say the secret to their success.
Are you talking about what's in restructure?
Yeah, we're talking about eye cells. That's what you're talking about.
Right, and Vestal is a metaphor for their ascendant.
That music is played while it's being created.
Oh, that's right, that's right. And that affects
and there's been a tiny, tiny, tiny amount of times and it was not playing, but it's very limited. Mostly it played just exactly as it's supposed to have been played, absolutely all the way through. And that is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, and that affects, that opens things for the eye cell itself?
It does. It is.
Right.
It does. It also connects it to more worlds because that connects from other places. They can't find something, well, that's where they can find it. It's kind of like Marco Polo. That's where you find it. Marco Polo, Marco Polo. Well, that Vestal singing is what connects that. You have to keep it connected because y'all don't know. So you don't know what you know or don't know. So you have to connect to something. That's something you can connect to that's always good, always on point, always right. You're able to do it. So,
right. Now, is the restructure
good.
Being consumed in other worlds?
Yes.
Is it being made by us in other worlds?
Well, no.
So people come over and take it to their world?
They do, and they're created in two levels as well. But it's almost like when you have something imported and you don't even know, it's like that. There's no disclaimer that makes it out of bounds.
Awesome.
No violation of what you call your protocol. Well, fuck, it's not even your world anyway, but it doesn't matter. But you know how, and you know this because of the fringe thing. The shifts between those two worlds, when they bump into each other, like that.
Yeah.
That's sort of what we mean. And you go, oh, yeah, when we say it like that, you say, oh, right, well, there you go. So it's not a problem until you connect those worlds, and then you have to address it. But until then, you don't have to. See?
Are you talking about the eye cell there, the last 2 minutes?
No.
Are you talking about the eye cell the last 2 minutes?
No. We were talking about the creation of restructure in other worlds, which was your question.
Oh, okay. So the...
See, Carolyn, we got him on the money, and then he asked the question, and he gets us down the rabbit hole. We answer it. He says, now, are you talking about lemon custard? No, we're not talking about lemon custard. We're talking about making a restructure in other worlds, which is what his topic was. So always, that's our Bob, our Miss Brooks.
Okay, which JW am I talking to?
7.
Right, we don't usually hear that number, and we've been talking to JW number 7 the last couple of days?
Yes, and it's
right.
been a lot of moving, shaking, doing things. That's the thing. Well, we'd say things are always being done, but now you have made a new sense of urgency, which is delicious, because now there's something to do.
Right. Is JW7, how would you describe him as opposed to the other JWs? What's his chief feature?
Gregariously
enthusiastic.
On point, and a bit more tenacious than you typically. He's not reticent at all. He's
right.
In it, on it, at it.
Right.
Let's go. Vamanos.
Right. So the asking about if the eye cell is from another dimension or from this dimension are meaningless words. It doesn't apply to the.
It's a little man's perspective because you're having to acknowledge that you're not. If that's what that is, then you have to acknowledge that you're not. So that's why
right.
it's a problem. But it's not bad. It's just that's the issue.
Well, I find that I wouldn't have to ask Ion ever again any other thing. I've learned enough or learned a lot. But I find that Ion likes to talk. So are we talking a fine line between little man questions and answers? And
no. There are things that you know that you can apply that you can't apply because you didn't know to apply them. We have the pool. We have the cement pond. We have the 55,000.
Had to stop it there. Okay, 3322.
Clear. Then what happens is the world can blossom. The seeds of the fruits of those labors will then be open. Then they can start noticing. And when they start noticing, they can start seeing. And then you can really become the narcissistic bastard that we know you to be in love, Bob.
Awesome. There's parts of that we won't broadcast, right, Carol? Like that statement, the narcissistic Bob. We don't talk about that.
Please yourself. Don't worry, Joe. It'll be on drudge by the morning.
Okay. Move it forward. This is the next part.
But it's going to be okay because the talking about it allows it to happen. And there's no pressure. There's no problem. You're not hurt. You're all right. You're still functioning. It's fine. There's no issue. But you're ready for more. You're perfectly fine, but you're ready for more, and we are too. We just have to encourage you and allow you to find your way back home, to near home. Remember that one? To near
good.
Home. Like that
so the value, even though I might ask questions with 6 degrees of separation, it's okay to do it once to see what you say?
You can get away with whatever, Bob. You've done this enough. We know. We already
right.
know. And it's okay with us. We don't care. It's okay with us because we don't care. It's fine. You're going to be all right, Bob.
Let's go to this odd topic. We're talking about Stranger Things, the four levels, two Hendites, and the conduit and the L's.
Those four levels, almost Hendites, pulls those together so you can know and experience them whichever level or range that you're in. You got that?
That's what Stranger Nights shows? Stranger Things shows that?
Stranger Things, yes. And then L is that conduit. It's the nothing thing that gives all the information and is all the things. Now, the next one's going to be even better because it'll be much better. Because this just had to get you going. But see, here you go. This is another example. This was just a nothing little Netflix nothing. And now it's become an all-rage. It's becoming a living dead. Everybody on it. It's like a phenomenon. We had to make a million or so, a couple million or several million, a bunch of people watch this bullshit so they'd make the next part. So they got to make the next part. Otherwise, you'd have to call Jean the cow and ask her. And we didn't want that. We wanted
right.
to go this way so you'd have a chance to catch up. So now, you always say that we make the shows and we affect them and they're wonderful and they're a big deal. This time we made a nothing show, turned it into a big deal, and now the fruition is going to come in the end of it. So the least we could do, Bob, since we're going to do it every way.
You can do what every way?
Everything.
In all media, in my terms.
That you know media. See, there's a media you don't even know. Do you understand the big battle now is all about ripping information? Now, what you're fixing to have is a very critical thing. Because, see, the tribe of Manasseh, it was the firstborn of Joseph. And that's where you're going to start having the fight. Joshua 17,
when you
18.
Say ripping, we're going to rip oxygen, carbon, the ripping. What does that verb
information,
mean?
Information out of everybody's stuff. No chip body information is safe. It's all going to be strewn to the wind. It's all going to be in everybody's shit. It's nothing going to be unhackable. We're fixing to open it wide open. I mean open, wide open. They're going to be ripping in the banks, ripping in the codes, ripping in everything. The chip body is fixing to be unlocked. You'll put in Bob in any passcode and it'll unlock anybody's account, anybody's thing. You just type in Bob and it'll undo it. Everybody. All over.
Why,
in every
why do you
account
want
and
that
everything.
Done?
We don't want anything. We have to move all this information out of that cloud into the real cloud.
So by ripping it, releasing it, gets rid of it, or it's a way of getting it over to our cloud?
It's a way to force everybody out of where they are.
And then we provide where they go.
You have to make a space for it to be.
And that's what Chad's working on.
He don't know it, though, bless his heart. He's so wonderful.
Right. Okay, Carol, have you got a thought?
We got to start getting organized, Bob. Get our questions down. We're just
Sometimes, Carolyn, the only way he can actually get a new to a new place is by letting it sort of flow. And then when he goes back, then there's a million things. So it's almost kind of like you've erased the dry erase marker, and you're just doodling to see what comes up. And if something's interesting, then you can nab on it. We use it to your great advantage more times than not. That's how you found out about Glastic, if you recall.
Right. Now, the next thing is, listen to this. I do want to ask about what I've asked about. I mean, I don't think we ever got a name before. Larry David, yes, there's a name. Because he's pretty sophisticated, and
he's pro-social.
Right, and we're sophisticated. So he is interested in how we do it.
How fucking high-minded of you.
Well, whatever, we're anti-sophisticated, very sophisticatedly do it. Okay, now, what other particular issues, Carolyn? On the gossip level, what are you interested in, Carolyn? You said, Ian, that some of the old first-wave Ionettes are coming back. I don't see them speaking, but they're listening to the archives more?
They are.
Right. Are they able to realize that what Ian said 5 years ago, you're saying something different now? Do they catch that?
Well, see, they are starting to see things we said 5 years ago start happening now. So that's kind of like, ah.
Right. And I was going to say that you've been warning us about these semi-tribulations and stuff happening for 5 years. We've now reached that point where it's happening. And Trump, and this is not a bullshit. Trump is the trumpet. He's the last Trump. His name fits the thing. He does not think of himself in biblical terms.
We told you Gail Zappa was going to die before she died, and when she died, it became real for you. And once that happened, then it's like, oh, okay, yeah, there's something to this. And that's what everybody comes into sooner or later, you know?
Yeah. Now, does Trump, is he aware of the biblical interpretation of his name? In effect,
yeah, he's as bad as narcissistic as you.
So he would notice that, but he didn't know he'd be so successful at the beginning of his campaign. He was hoping to come in second, correct?
Right.
So he's had to go through a learning curve, adjusting to the impact of what is happening to him.
Yeah, and that's why he's so flustered sometimes, where Hillary won't speak because she's afraid she's going to say something wrong. He opens his mouth and just lets it go and says, go fuck themselves, or let it go, whatever.
Yeah, he sent that video. He actually did say, go fuck yourself to China. He said that. That would be a few.
Tell them to go fuck themselves. That's right.
And that would be many months ago before he had to start acting presidential, correct?
Yeah. Well, he is an acting presidential today.
Okay. Is it?
Is not.
Yeah. Now, the people like that, though. That's the point.
Yes, they love it.
Yeah. Can we say that the media, the general information, centralized media, the Wolf Blitzer World, the successful New York Times columnists and these people, they are collapsing. The people are not listening to them.
They've already collapsed. Yes.
So that was from September. Let's see if there's a, in 127, is there anything to play? Well, what happened is, I'm talking to Ion, and then Ion can't hear me and Carolyn. So you witness him making content up because he's waiting for us to come back. So this might be interesting to hear Ion improvising in what he thought was our absence. And I could hear him, but
He thought we weren't there.
Let's see what we want to do. What we want to do. We can do something fun. They come in and go out, so. Pretty fun. These you kind of go with a bird fly. The eyes crying. Yep. What, this is what the, let's see, who says this? We don't know who says this. Oh, yeah. Boingboing.net says this. Michael de Nostradam, the 16th century apothecary and seer, published prophecies that remain chilling to this day. Their power is a particular mix of vagueness and specifics. They describe nightmarish things with names and analogies and adhere to the unsettling elegance of political forces and personas of later ages. Here, for example, the classic quatrain hailed to describe the French Revolution, from the enslaved populace, songs, chants, and demands, while princes and lords are held captive in prison. There will be the future of the headless idiots by received as be received as divine prayers. Well, once you've decided what any given quatrain is about, it reads like an eyewitness report by an educated man from an earlier era, trying naively to describe in terms meaningful to him the facts of an apocalyptic technological future. You can imagine him getting high, looking into the fire in a glass ball, and feverishly describing the incoherent terrors he observes. Among Nostradamus' greatest hits were Hitler, to whom reference Hister and said to apply, Saddam Hussein, whose name accommodates the terrifying Mavis character, and Barack Obama, Obama, abomination, of course, who fits the name even better. Sure, it's all quite silly, a load of could-mean-anything Renaissance creepypasta. And there's humor to be found in the fact that Nostradamus is so good at predicting things they have already happened. He's mad, he's bad, and he's on track to be the Republican nominee for United States President in the 2016 general election, to the horror of everyone not already supporting him, including his own party. I took a quick poke around the internet. It seems troubling life on Nostradamus predict Trump stuff. So I figured we could start with a collection here. Now, I'm no Eric Cheatham, but I've done some preliminary searches and found the following. Yes, I'm searching English translations off the internet for the word Trump, orange, hey, if Hister is Hitler, it'll do. And my findings are quite disturbing. Century 140, the false trumpet concealing madness will call Byzantium to change its law. From Egypt there will go forth a man who wants to edict withdrawal, changing money and standards. If you ask me, Nostradamus is pretty nailing it right out of the gate here. Donald Trump's the false trumpet. He's concealing his own madness as a U.S. president. He'll call Byzantium, i.e. Greece, the key entry point in the West for refugees to change his laws. The president of Egypt will want to edict or withdraw, presumably because if it's displaced millions are not going north, they're not going to the south. As a result of all this, the euro collapses. Holy fucking shit. What, four lines in there already? The brink of World War III. Century 1, Quatrain 57. The trumpet shakes the great discord, an agreement broken, lifting the face of to heaven. The bloody mouth will swim with blood. The face anointed with milk and honey lies on the ground. If the first example was a sort of quatrain that shows off Nostradamus' illusion of specificity, this one shows off why he's so goddamn scary. Trump here is enraged. Someone or something has betrayed him. In the name of religion, he talks blood and he ends up in a swimming net. The land of milk and honey is, of course, Israel. The last line perhaps means that he makes a big show of friendship by eating dirt for his efforts. Trump has described his intentions of being a neutral broker between Israel and Palestine, the sort of hubris that could only make such things worse when he learns everyone is smarter than he expected and not giving an inch. What options would President Trump then have, given a $700 billion military budget to his, in a desperate narcissistic need to solve whatever problem is making a fool of him? Century 3, Quatrain 50. The Republic of the Great City will not want to consent to the Great sovereignty. King summoned by the trumpet to go out, the ladder and the wall, the city will repent. Such vague Nostradamus metaphors tend to have established interpretations. But for the purposes of blogging, this looks to me like Trump being unable to get America, the Republic, to go on some expensive military adventure. So he tells Britain, the king, sorry, Liz, time's up. I'll do the work. And it begins the ladder at the wall. America realizes it has to do its part. Trump looks like a fool and must repent. Hey, y'all, does everybody get back finally?
Yeah, that was really good. Can you send me the link to that rant about Nostradamus and Trump? Or is
it's
it...
on your... It's in. It's all recorded. Everything is... All is recorded.
Okay. Occasionally, Ian, you said, well, we had to deal with that. I think you implied you were doing the harp, you know, the too big to fail. You prop in, send in $700 billion or something. So you've been helping the system for the last... Well, since 2008?
Yes, until now Deutsche Bank has fallen.
Right, and are you going to help them?
No.
Right. So that's part of the economic tribulation, right, when they go?
It's becoming.
Right. Okay, here's the second point.
At some point, there's nothing to save. At some point, there's nothing to save. There's nothing you could do. And if you could do, why would you want to do it? That's the point. And now you're coming into that. You watch us, and don't be cross or sideways. Well, you really aren't. You're easy because you get over it really fast. But if something comes in something sideways, don't be sideways with it because it's fleeting. It won't be a problem but a second. And then we'll move on quietly.